Call to order the Energy Environment Committee special meeting held on April 15th, 2021, and ask if the clerk would call the roll, please.
Manager Joe Green.
Present.
Mary Wuro is not with us yet. Al Bruno.
Here.
Laura Petit.
Here.
And Peter Crispo.
Here.
Okay, and let's take a moment and do the Pledge of Allegiance. And let me
around
a little. Okay, and I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And speaking of liberty and justice.
One moment, Manna.
Yes.
I have a caller at 845-594-4365. Can you tell us your name, please?
Kenneth Gilligan.
Okay.
I want to see Ken Gilligan?
Yes.
Okay. Pledge of Allegiance and the next item on the agenda is pending litigation. And it was our intention to go into executive session, it's more complicated than when we called this meeting. And I'd like to call on legislative attorney Chris Ragucci to advise us on whether or not we should proceed, and then we can have a discussion in open session and make that decision.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Obviously, this is a recently filed lawsuit, and in an abundance of caution, I would respectfully urge the committee not to discuss this matter at this time. There may be a future time when we could go into executive session to discuss this, but at this time, I would respectfully urge you not to do so publicly at this time.
Somebody's calling in. I want to welcome Legislator Wuro for the record. She is present. And just to bring her up to speed, when we called this meeting, there was indication that people had matters to talk about that required us going into executive session. And one of the things that people had referred to was the pending litigation. And our counsel has just advised us that we should not, it's very early in that process, and we really should essentially let the litigation go through its process, and that we should not go into executive session to talk about that. There are other things that we can go into executive session to talk about. And I don't know if you have that handy, but if you do, I would like you to inform us just for future. But for now, since this meeting was noticed on a discussion of litigation for which, if we were to discuss that, we would need to go into executive session. But our attorney is advising us that it's very early in that process and that we should not be discussing litigation. Legislator Petit.
Thank you. So through the chair to our council, if we wanted to discuss steps that the that the legislature should be taking as far as, you know, hiring an outside unaffiliated organization, legal counsel, you know, to look into the allegations, because, you know, as a county, we very seriously, you know, take offense to any possible discrimination, you know, and certainly want to make sure our vendors are held to the highest standards. And there's also been, you know, allegations of potential litigation for other legislative actions, one coming from an agency board member. Can we not discuss that at all? Or is that something for executive session?
If it relates in any way to the pending litigation, I would say that would be grounds for an executive session discussion and not a public discussion. If it's a simple call for an investigation, just a general request, then obviously that wouldn't be subject under Section 105 to executive session.
Do you have 105? You read to me earlier an excerpt from 105. Do you have that handy?
I do. As a matter of
fact, just so that everybody understands, you know,
which section would you
decide for the meeting, and now we're suggesting that we not meet on that topic. Please help us understand what that section says and under what conditions we can meet and go into executive session. And then I have one other question, and then I see Legislator Bartels.
Sure. So under Section 105, there is a list of permissible topics that can be addressed during executive session. I won't bore you with ones that are obviously not relevant to our discussion now, there are two provisions that I think are relevant. The first relates to active litigation, which obviously was going to be the subject of our executive session today prior to my advice that we don't discuss the lawsuit at this juncture. Another relevant section, or the second relevant section, involves employment of a particular person or corporations, or matters leading to appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation. Arguably, that could form the basis for another discussion that could be held in executive session based upon what I understand the issues at hand are.
Okay, and I think I saw, well, I'm going to hold my question, and I see Legislator Bartels and then Legislator Bruno.
Well, council just said basically what I was about to say is that I know I've raised to some members, and I'm going to be careful in speaking in public session, but I very much would like to have a conversation that I believe is executive session material on personnel issues. And I'm not going to expand beyond that in public session, but that if that can't happen today because of the way it was noticed, I do believe from my perspective that the issues that I would like to speak about are time sensitive. You know, so I don't, which is why I said last time when so many members had left, that I don't think that we should wait necessarily to the next meeting to hold off this conversation, and we can't talk about it as a group until then. I know that, but yes, on the personnel issue, which is allowed in executive session, I definitively have things I would like to speak about. And I don't need to remind this committee, but I do, just since we are in public session, the committee where this is the appropriate committee for my conversation. I'm not a member of this committee, but this is the committee where this conversation has to happen, not a different committee.
Legislator Bruno?
Given the circumstances, look, you know, we are
a public forum. And I think based on legal counsel, I think we should table our original idea for this meeting and maybe bring it up at a different time. I don't think in any way, shape or form this committee is authorized or should get ourselves involved in any litigation, much less something that as sensitive as the one that we're talking about. I think we need to let the legal process take its course and then have a discussion like Legislator Bartel said about possible personnel issues or situations later on.
Legislator Petit?
What are our options should the case not end up in court and be settled out of court? Are we able to discuss it at that point, or is it then no longer a valid case?
Well,
if the case is resolved, you know, that would obviously extinguish the claim. I don't think it would limit the ability for the committee to perform its duties as an oversight body in any way. It just means that it's the end of the pending litigation in court.
Legislator Criswell.
I had a question about oversight body. I would love to see some language on that. What exactly does that mean, being an oversight body? Is that available to us? I'm sorry, I'm asking legislative counsel through the chair.
Yeah.
Yes, this committee has the ability to review the decisions that the RRA makes and things like that. There are some limitations, but there is language that I can send to you that specifically discusses that point.
I would love to see that, and I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Of course, my pleasure.
And to send to all of us, Legislator Bruno?
Yeah, I along with Legislator Criswell's question comment, I was under the understanding that the UCRRA is an autonomous and that we're not really an oversight, but an advisory committee towards them. Is that correct, Legislator?
That's correct. Oversight was a bit of a strong word. It's more of an advisory committee. We obviously appoint members to the board. So that's another point where the committee exercises certain control.
And if I can say that, since we're not an oversight committee per se, I think us taking an opinion on how they do the day-to-day operations at this particular time is inappropriate.
No, I disagree.
Legislator Bartels, can you hold for a minute? I want to get clarity for the next meeting. And in general, if the reason this meeting was hosted, and when you have a special meeting, you need to have a reason for a special meeting. So it was posted the way it was. But if we're in the middle of a meeting and someone brings up something that clearly needs to go into executive session, they can do so without it being noticed ahead of time. In other words, that happens all the time, that somebody raises something and the attorney will say that really should be discussed in an executive session. And it wasn't noticed, it just came up at that time. And I just want to be clear about that the reason, and I want to be sure there's consensus on this, but my recommendation is that we, if there are other things to discuss that are subject to executive session, but not the pending litigation, that we don't have to notice those moving forward. I just want to be clear on that. And then I want to get back to Legislator Bartels.
Thank you. And I just, following on Legislator Criswell and then Legislator Bruno's comments, I just want to say from my perspective, the relationship between the legislature and the county and the RRA is actually pretty complicated. The idea that the idea that we don't have direct oversight is true. Yes, like they are a public benefit corporation, and as such, you know, they operate with a certain sense of autonomy. But the reality is, we're connected. You know, if they fall short in their budget, we're responsible to make up the difference in the net service fee. If they want a bond and it exceeds a very nominal number, they have to come to us and we have to agree to it. So what the autonomy has gotten a little grayer. That second thing that I mentioned is something that happened over time. And so we are very seriously connected, not to mention the fact that we appoint their full board and the fact that that then ultimately they're responsible for the county's waste, and we authorize them to do the plan that we all just approved on our behalf for all the residents of the county. And I don't mean to sound like I'm making a speech, but I have a lot of things I want to say that I need to say in executive session. And so that's how I'm leaving this meeting today. So to let you all know, as committee members and people I respect very, very highly, that I have a lot of things to say to you all and to talk with you all about, and that needs to happen in an executive session by statute, by the legally, it needs to happen in executive session. I'm not trying to skirt a public meetings law. I'm saying that there are things that I need to talk about in executive session, and not just me. I'm just saying I'm speaking for myself right now.
Legislator Bruno.
Chairman and to Legislator Bartels. I actually agree with you. I think our committee should really actively look towards maybe amending the oversight of that we have over them and clarify it. It is a gray area and has become grayer over the years, I've noticed. And I think as a legislature, as a committee, we should look into that. And possibly if it means adjusting the charter, then I think we should move towards that as well. But I think at this point right now, I don't think we want to put ourselves in a legal jeopardy over a small issue. This may not be the hill we want to die on, so to speak.
I think that's the Legislator Criswell and then Legislator Petit.
Yeah, I'm just curious, are there any other organizations that we have a similar relationship to that we could model that kind of? No, that's a unique relationship. Okay.
Yes, it is.
I think IDA is the closest.
Well, let's go to Legislator, was it Petit next? And then unless it's a direct response, Council?
It is, just very quickly, I would like to note that we are regulated pretty strictly by state statute in this area too, which we can certainly look at and review to see if there's any possible maneuvering we can do.
Legislator Petit?
I mean, I would like to make a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of discussing personnel. I feel like we're doing a dance here, unless because it wasn't noticed, you don't want to do that.
I would like council's advice as to whether they recommend that we, you know, I'm perfectly open to that as long as it's really clear that we're not discussing.
May I be heard, Madam Chairman? This is Kenneth Gilligan. I am the attorney for the agency.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Gilligan.
I don't think you can go into executive session for personnel, which you clearly, it's the agency's personnel, it's not your personnel. So if you want to have a discussion, it has to be an open forum. As to the litigation, that definitely is already in litigation, and it shouldn't be subject to any private or public discussions at this time at all. Although you're not a party to the suit, but certainly you have some interest in it.
There is pending litigation since, frankly, one
it's
of your
pending,
board-
but not against the county. It's pending against the Ulster County RRA.
One of your
You're
board members said there would be litigation against the legislature, so.
Pardon me?
To me. One of your board members said there is pending litigation against the legislature for our decision to not put Fred Wadnola back on the board.
There's no pending litigation. Are you saying the agency has pending litigation against the board, the legislature?
It was threatened.
That's not true. I don't know where you're getting your information from.
Let's get this back under control through the chair only. I'm recognizing our council, and then I'll recognize legislative Redtails.
I would again just like to urge us not to discuss any potential litigation that was threatened against us, but I would also add that under Section 105, a basis for entering into executive session would be current or future investigation or litigation. So pending or potential future litigation could constitute a valid basis. I would also note respectfully that members of the board who are appointed by the legislature potentially could fall under the other category of executive session subject matter under Section 105.
Thank you. Legislator Bartels.
It's probably best if I stay quiet.
You have a motion on the floor. You don't have a second yet.
And the motion is?
Go into executive session. Laura, but you make the motion to go into executive session.
I need to reverse my quiet move for 1 second because Chair Green, you had asked council, I believe, whether or not it was advisable to go into executive session for this other purpose, given the notice. That's where we had left it before we.
Can I respond to that?
Yes, please.
Sorry, I just don't want to jump out of turn. I think obviously it could be deemed new business. And it could be deemed in your discretion as the chairwoman an appropriate subject to discuss, but I leave that to your discretion. I don't see any legal issue with it. But whether you would want to do so, considering the narrow scope of the notice for this particular meeting, it could be problematic potentially.
So that should be in a general meeting?
Or just another meeting that addresses this specific subject in notice provision.
So my recommendation is that we have a meeting coming up fairly soon. And if somebody wants to bring up at our next meeting, I mean, it's hard enough to get all of us together at one time. So my suggestion would be just to err on the side of caution that if somebody has an issue they would like to raise that needs to be discussed in an executive session, unless we suddenly have a huge agenda at our next meeting. My preference would be that we hold off unless it's urgent or an emergency. And that's my sense. We don't have a second yet. If somebody wants to second it, we can. For the purpose of discussion, we can do that or just offer your comments.
I'm in agreement with Manager Joe. I feel like we should err on the side of caution.
I am as well. Although, if I may, sorry.
Go ahead.
At the same time, I really tend to agree with both Legislator Petit and Legislator Bartels, who's being very gray. And I can understand why and appreciate it. But at the same time, I think there are issues that as a committee we need to bring up and we need to discuss for future as we move forward with the RRA and with whatever other department we may have to have a relationship with. And that being said, I don't think this is the time. I don't think this is the forum to do that. So I won't be a second on this.
Legislator Warrow, I think I cut you off. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Legislator Worrell, is there anything else before I call for a motion to adjourn? No. Is there any other business? You know, we had a very specific notice, but is there other business that anyone wants to discuss in public session? All right, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Legislator Criswell, seconded by Legislator Bruno and Legislator Worrell. All in favor, please signify by raising your hand and or saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, meeting adjourned, and we look forward to reconvening at our regular meeting.